This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour news update recorded on Wednesday, March 25th, 2015. I'm Mark Boulanger. It has been almost 2 years since the Rana Plaza disaster in Bangladesh, which killed 1,200, mostly young women garment workers, and injured more than 2,400. But the victims or their families are still waiting for a compensation plan to be completed. One of the organizations leading a countdown campaign to raise money for the garment workers is the Global Union Federation Industrielle. The countdown is headed to the 2-year anniversary of the disaster, April 24th. I talked to the General Secretary of Industrielle, Jyrki Reina. I asked him why his organization considered a countdown campaign necessary.
Well, Mark, we need this countdown because we need more money to reach the $30 million US dollar target, which has been calculated by the ILO experts, to be able to pay adequate compensation to the families of the more than 1,100 workers who died in the Rana Plaza industrial homicide and to the thousands of injured workers. The target of the 24th of April is, of course, because this is the time really to close this this chapter and get the compensation to the victims who have been waiting for their compensation too long. The second reason for this is that we need to move ahead. And one of the important things is that under preparation, we have a national accident insurance in Bangladesh, but it will not move anywhere before we get the Rana Plaza compensations paid out.
How much money is needed to fully compensate the victims of the accident?
We still need almost $9 million US dollars. So the good news is that already $21 million dollars have been paid by brands and by the Bangladeshi government, and they have been paid out to the victims. But there is this crucial $9 million still missing, which we need to close down the compensation campaign.
Which companies are not paying?
Well, in the first hand, we have the brands who have paid but need to pay more because of their size and because of their big operations in Bangladesh. And we are talking about brands like Walmart, The Children's Place, and Mango, who we need to pay more. Then there are others like Benetton and Carrefour who have not paid thanks to the international pressure, they have said that they will pay, but we still need this final push to make sure that everybody contributes. This is no longer a question of guilt or responsibility. It's just about doing the right thing and get the compensation for the victims who have been waiting for too long.
What can unions and their members around the world do to help the countdown campaign?
Well, it's important to get this message also from consumers to the brands. So I would just invite everybody to go to social media, go to Facebook sites of the brands and tell them what you think that they should pay in.
The International Trade Union Confederation, the ITUC, has released a global poll which shows that workers are very concerned about climate change. Radio Labour's senior correspondent C. Marie Ainsborough reports.
More than 75% of people around the world want their governments to do more to address climate change. The poll results showing demands for more action to combat global warming were presented this week by the International Trade Union Confederation. The ITUC is the global body which represents national labor centers at the world level. The results support labor's case for action ahead of a major conference on climate change to be held in Paris this December. Sharon Burrow, the General Secretary of the ITUC, told the media, without urgent action, the world faces a temperature rise of 4 degrees Celsius or more in this century. If the rise is not kept below 2%, there will be irreversible changes in our climate. She said workers and their unions support action on climate change because they understand the economic consequences of inaction. Unions are calling for a just transition to a green economy. This is C. Marie Ainsborough reporting for Radio Labour.
Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.